Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation, where I say so, and you don't buy it, and nobody watches the video, kind of thing. Anyway, I am suggesting a possible truth, okay, and I'm defining it, you know, in terms of explaining why I believe the truth. And coming with it is, you know, this baggage, emotional baggage of, runaway fear, terror. Life is really this grisly. It's going to happen to you. Yes, you're going to be killed. Probably horribly. Ew. It's like, so yeah, that's really bad news. But really, it's just a conversation, okay, by this brain explaining, okay, what's taken place over its existence, in a sense. I wish I had a whole bunch of good pictures of, you know, from being a kid, you know, but, you know, cameras just weren't. You know, it was expensive to take a picture when I was a kid. So I don't have much, especially ones that aren't just posed pictures. Just the real life stuff. And so, I'd like to include that, but I just don't have it, so I can't include it. So it's just a bunch of these experiences in life. You go to school, you learn some sciences and this and that, you figure out some crap about reality, and you draw conclusions. You know, somebody suggests something like, let's impose tariffs, you know, and you think about it, okay, you say something like, it's basically just a tax on consumption, and it's poor people, middle class consumption versus rich people consumption. So obviously the poor and the middle class, if you take away their money in taxes, then they can't buy stuff with it. They can't buy their iPhone. And it also scares the shit out of them. So when they have to pay more for something, they start to feel poor. And then they spend even less money. And then they start worrying about their credit card debt. And consumption goes down into the toilet. Because they do most of the consuming. And so, so if you want to have a recession, this is the way you do it. And for what purpose? See, the world works on like this whole economy of scale. So the idea is monopolies are really good for efficiency. And the only thing that ruins the idea is that the monopoly, the person who owns it, is a crook. Okay, and they steal, you know. It's the Hearst model, where the idea is for them to get insanely wealthy. The idea isn't to serve the public. So if the monopoly just cares about producing the product as efficiently as possible and making human beings happy, then there's not a problem with a monopoly, because it's really efficient. Because competition really is expensive. It's just like the gladiator war. Killing gladiators is expensive. You have to pay their widow, and, you know, there's all of that. And so this whole idea of competition just creates a bunch of empty buildings, you know, buildings where people went to work, did a whole bunch of shit, and it just goes to waste because no one else wants to use the stupid building. So lots of waste, lots of crap comes out of competition. And the only reason why you have to have it, though, is because too often, the guy who wins the monopoly war or whatever the war, they're crooks, they're scumbags. And so you need to start over again because that company won't be honest. So you need some honester one or less dishonest one to show up and save the day. So anyway, we know that the Chinese produce the product cheaper. So even if we brought production back to the United States, we couldn't sell it to anybody else but people in the United States. And, you know, it's a huge world economy. It's a smaller economy when you're just talking about the American consumer. And it's even a smaller economy when it's the American consumer who can afford to buy something now because they're not paying taxes, VAT taxes, consumption taxes. The rich don't need to buy thousands of iPhones. They only buy one, okay, or two. You know what I'm saying? Well, okay, maybe they buy five. I'm just saying they don't buy more stuff. They just buy yachts and mink coats and other kinds of crap like that. But they don't buy the regular consumer goods in vast amounts. The poor people do. The middle class people do. Okay. So you're not going to sell cars, and you're not going to sell this, and you're not going to sell anything anymore, okay? Because it'll be too frickin' expensive. and used stuff will end up being more valuable, which I like, just because I'm sort of a recycling-minded kind of person. You should try to save crap instead of throwing everything away. But clearly, if you're paying import duties, then, you know, if something's broken, you try to fix it because you don't want to repay the import duty. So the point is, it's an argument can be made about any subject, just about, right? Water's wet. There are some assholes who say, well, what about frozen water? Or what about, and you're like, fuck you, we're not talking about frozen water. It is possible to, probably to argue everything, right? Because people argue about whether something red is really red. You know, and they'll try to argue it's some other color. Those kind of things really should be above it, right? You just say the three primary colors or something. You say, well, you can't mess with that. You can't say the blue stuff is red. That would be stupid. But there are an awful lot of things you can't argue about. And why do we argue? Well, we argue because we grow up and we have these different experiences and we see different commercials and we see different this and different web pages nowadays, and we have text things and get spammed and somebody rubs up against us the wrong way or whatever, or somebody bad touches, who knows, all kinds of crap happens to us, and you end up thinking a certain way based on that process. And so for me, there was a process. Now, I'd like to show you the process. You know, I wish I had a picture of my bedroom when I was 12 or whatever, because it was red, white, and blue. Right now, you know, wow, was I a sucker. It's before I really found out or figured out that, America, well, it didn't stand for anything good. You know, every single thing it did was stealing from somebody. It was just, everything was a racket. We didn't involve ourselves with any people in the world without some sort of, let's rape them and, you know, and fuck them over. So that was part of the change, is this radical reversal of becoming, of finding the American flag revolting, okay? Not in any way something to be proud of. And I just like the colors, frankly. I like the combination for some dopey reason. I can't now figure out, because I like black and red now or some other combinations. But red, white, and blue nauseates me. But that's all part of the process of you becoming the person you will be in terms of how you understand the world. See, I was fooled by things like landing on the moon and all that kind of stuff. I felt some kind of sense of human beings doing something, and clearly Americans, it was all an American kind of thing. Hard not to be impressed as a 9-year-old. Really, it is embarrassing, to think back to some of the stuff that, you were fooled by. you could just, women are desirable. there's a point where you're just like, why bother? Too much trouble. You can never press the right buttons. So somebody did crank in the comments about, you know, the fact that I make these videos, playing my own videos, and that I'm some vain, narcissistic, whatever, all that kind of crap that always comes up. And it's like, what does that have to do with it? I mean, let's just concede all of any bad character flaw, which I don't know if that's a bad character flaw, frankly. You know, it's to be debated, frankly, you know, whether I am a superior being or not. Yeah, it's, you know, I can make an argument. But regardless, even if I couldn't make an argument, it's irrelevant to whether or not the theory, okay, tariffs are a bad idea, is right or wrong. You know, life sucks. It's just this mechanical bug planet. We're just scheming brains and, you know, writing fake narratives of accomplishment and glory. And, well, I'm gonna happily ever after. Well, I'm going to stoically win kind of good or something. There's going to be a statue of me putting the flag up on Iwo Jima or something. Whatever the bullshit is people live for. My great grandson's going to get a job. Yeah, at 43. Whatever your delusions are about, getting somewhere. They're just that. So speaking of things, you know, I mean, it just happened, you know, I was just, you know, working outside today, and there's an Asian, you know, people down the street, and the guy's in this little teepee hat, the older, he's like a grand something, you know, old guy. And he spent the whole day in the lawn picking at the grass. And he's all bent up, you know, he's all crippled with, you know, because I guess he spent his whole life picking rice kernels or something. And, but you're just saying, what the fuck, that's a life? Holy shit. Just moving, you know, incrementally, you know, across the whole lawn, picking at grass. You know, I mean, cats or dogs have more interesting lives than that, right? I mean, that's just so, wow, welcome to the Borg. And sure, I'm sure that's how it is in, like, North Korea or something for a lot of people. Probably for people in China are doing that right now, is, you know, most of the rural Chinese are probably still living that kind of life, you know, where they're, you know... But yeah, tediously and monotonously picking up grains of sand, you know, because they can make 14, 1/14th of a penny or something per day. But anyway, so I was talking about that before, about the economy. And the fact is, you know, the Chinese will continue to sell their product to the rest of the world, and they'll continue to produce it at the cheaper price, and all that will still happen. And so your American company will never be efficient, because it'll never grow to the scale, because it's not going to compete. There's no way you're going to be able to pass a law that allows you to enslave children and do all the other stuff they do to produce these cheaper products. So it's not going to happen. You're not going to win the competition. So you're just inviting failure and waste. To attempt to out-compete them at making LEDs or something. It's just not going to happen. Not in any card, you know, in the deck. So, all right, so anyway, the point is you can make arguments. That somebody can make some counter-argument, blah, 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 but I'm saying, nah, that's not the way money works. Okay, it's all an illusion. The whole economy is an illusion. Like I said, even if the whole thing crashed... The stock market crashed. All the people lost all their money. All the investment capital was gone. You could fix it tomorrow, because all the buildings are still there. All the manufacturing plants are still there. All the farms are still there. All the resources are still there. And you just have to keep people working. And that's it. So you just have to stop the mass unemployment. And if you stop the mass unemployment, everything will work out just fine. So it's not that complicated. It's almost the Rooseveltian idea in the Great Depression. It just took them way too long to figure it out. That all they have to do is get the engine running again, you know, and everything will be fine. Just employ people. So come up with some, let's build a Hoover Dam. And once you employ people, then you create salaries, and then you create consumption, and then the whole thing rolls again. So it's an illusion that the economy needs rich people. It doesn't need them. They're waste. They're friction. You know, they're not functional. So anyway, all you need is the mechanism of employment, salary, consumption, employment, salary, consumption. That's all you need. And unfortunately, we all have to have an incentive to actually work, because work's a lot of jobs are unpleasant. You know, so you have to create a pretty good, need to do it. So if you pay people too much to do silly jobs, they'll never do the hard jobs. So it gets a little more complicated, because, it's just not, it's no fun being extra productive in most cases. You're not going to enjoy the job. Lots of the necessary jobs aren't fun ones. So anyway, enough of that. I mean, it's really not the subject. Not that my notes said much. I mean, my notes just started. I started with the word fear, because that's all I get out of this thing in terms of the raw impression is, what does it cause? Fear. You figure out what the truth is, and all it is about, oh, okay, so I live this fake narrative of accomplishment and goal seeking, and I'm going to be in a little, pageant, and I'm going to be the pantomime horse or something, and it's going to be so special, and then I'm going to be stabbed in the head, brain cancer or some kind of crap. Well, yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm afraid of it. So fuck that. Why the hell would I want to do that? So anyway, I had a part of that when I was a kid, right? So I became risk averse in the sense that, you could dare me to do something, and I would get over my risk averse, because my sense of inadequacy was great enough to compel me to prove I'm somebody. I was really small when I was a kid. It took me a long time to grow. And so I had a lot of inferiority complexes. And so in spite of being risk averse, if I could make $10, and prove a point, prove somebody else wrong, I would jump in. But generally speaking, no, it's low risk. And so it's not ironic that I chose the less risky philosophical position of reasoning and science. Which one are likely to get you the right answer? Mystical, magical, spiritual, made-up, drivelly Bible stories, or... But unfortunately, that also has disappointed, in the sense that there's tons of corruption in how science, the definition of what it's supposed to be, which is, you have a good reason to believe something, you don't believe it for bullshit reasons, and then you don't lie about those reasons. But anyway, so it's, everything is corrupt and broken. I mean, you can't, it's just, and that's what makes it all, I mean, it's just that much more depressing and disappointing, that all of these institutions almost are broken. And that's the whole cultural thing. I mean, the whole thing that, Trump is abusing as a concept is this nostalgic idea that this stuff, that somehow there was a thing called integrity and, and you're supposed to respect these kind of just basic commonsensical values. And there's this whole whatever liberal agenda that seems hostile to any kind of conformity, and some of the conformity is quite necessary. Yeah, so it just becomes, it's like the liberals are defending the speeders and they're defending the noisemakers and they're defending all of the toxic elements of civilization, and it's just made them irrelevant to a reasonable person. So anyway, it's more those are again political arguments, not really the subject conceptually of what I'm doing here, because that's all stuff you can't, those political problems have to be fixed by somebody who can create a new fairness first political party, something rational. Okay. And there just isn't anybody, it looks like, going to show up to, do that. And so we're stuck with shit, douche. Giant douche and shit sandwich. There's just no choice here. So there's almost no point talking about politics because you can't fix it. And now all the judges are corrupt, so you either got this loony on the left or loony on the right, and there's nothing in between. There's nothing reasonable that you can appeal to. And, it's, again, something to be afraid of, because at any moment, you could be subjected to, having your life ruined by these turdy politicians with power. Disgusting, really. All right, so I was doing some thinking, right? And it just ended up being imagination and all kinds of crap took place. That's because we're this processing machine, tons, billions of little processing reflexive connections, and we take in inputs and produce these imagined, thoughts, and then these imagined feelings, okay? And that's mainly what defines our consciousness. And I was thinking of that in the context of, like, an argument for... So I was thinking, of... So the subject that initiated it was the commenter saying I'm whatever, narcissistic or vain. And so, yes, the argument I would make is that, well, somehow if you're going to make a video game, my consciousness is a lot better than all of this other, these silly people picking at grass or something. All the morons walking down the street with this gibberishy little nonsense conversations they're having about nonsense shit. Really profoundly uninteresting. Yes, my consciousness is the consciousness. And so I thought of, if you just double the number of human beings on Earth, would all of that new volume of humans mean there'd be a whole bunch of new, better stories? No, it would just mean you'd have, like, Tom Cruise and Rob Lower. You'd have little subtle versions of the same shit that already exists. And they all think they're in some great adventure and that their video game is a really cool video game, their life, it's really not. And so I was just thinking of that, and then thinking about the whole virtual reality thing, like, the silly transhumanist nonsense. So I was thinking, the idea is I make videos about my own videos. So I'm going to make a video about this video. And it's really not about this video. It's just that I'm going to use this video to muse myself with thought material. And I'm going to have more thoughts. And the fact is, the more I think, the more good things happen, like interesting things. It just happens to be that way, that I'm more interesting than anybody else. So anybody else who plays my video will be a lot less interesting than me. All right. In terms of finding the nuance and, finding a story to tell or an analogy to make, I'll just do it better. It's just a fact. Okay, so that's why I do it. It's because I'm good at it. Everybody else sucks. And their material is useless. It doesn't, it's not useless, okay? They could just say the word like, life is good, you know, and I can argue that, but I just mean it's just, you know, it doesn't have the core background context, and so it's just not useful. So they come up with crap like transhumanism, or let's sterilize everything with magic pills, or let's, you know, some bullshit solution that isn't really a solution, that really isn't going to work. Fuck that, let's just get it done, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, so it's all a waste of time, because it's all mush, you know, spirituality and some other kind of bullshit and blah, 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 and all the agenda, you know. So that also got me thinking about, oh, well, I was talking about the political thing, and that's the real wrong turn the left took, is it became involved in all these other, these little nuanced, little picky bullshit stories, instead of getting to the real problem, which is the rich are too fucking rich. You know, and the poor are too fucking stupid. Instead of fixing that problem, okay, you know, they're worried about, you know, fuck pouches and such. Just, you know, whatever. Too silly. It just is. As a, you know, the agenda for a major political party, their agenda is crap. Okay. I mean, even the very idea that somebody with any kind of political savvy could ever think, well, it's a great idea, we'll be for foreigners. The pro-foreigner party. The foreigners don't even want foreigners, for fuck's sake. Somebody comes to this country, let's say, and they're, you know, marginally employed, and they are using all the kinds of welfare resources and getting food and care for their baby and special education buses and all that kind of shit. You don't think they can figure out that if we import a whole bunch more poor people, that somehow they're going to get less of those benefits? Of course they can figure that the fuck out. So you're not even going to get the poor vote. Because even poor people can't afford to love foreigners. Jesus Christ. It's just so fucking stupid. Ugh. And you're saying, yeah, I should think other people have something smart to say. No, they don't have anything to say because they're too fucking stupid. And so I argue all this physics stuff and people are just too fucking stupid. They fall for these wacky, silly theories. All this entanglement shit and wormhole crap and warp drive and neutrinos and, oh, it's all shit. So that's why I make videos in this internal circle, is because I'm apparently the only person that can use their brain to actually rationally and logically put things in the right order and have a sensible understanding of reality. Oh. Shit. You're all shit for brains. So anyway, I was thinking of the narrative, right? Okay, so now we're getting back to this, the story of the few milliseconds of brain function that, you know, came up with this idea. Okay, so if I was to make a video game, what game would I play? And I would play, yes, you win the Masters and you fuck the bitches. And, you know, but the funny part was, is I was thinking about that and I was saying, well, why do these assholes always get married? Because their trophy wife always turns into a little tiny trophy that's got like a bunch of chrome flaking off of it, right? I mean, their trophy wives always get fat and disinteresting, and they always are looking elsewhere, you know, and they're glued to this, you know, baggage. I mean, that just, you know, that's just a, well, that sure fucks the story. And then the whole idea of having kids and all of that crap, and what the fuck? You're a professional golfer at the best of it, and you're going to waste your time with this nonsense? Again, too ridiculous. So you're just saying, of course I'd play that video game better than these morons. So that even relates to the original thing I was talking about when I was a kid and I made these mistakes, you know. And some of them are, you know, some people make mistakes and they have to live with it for the rest of their lives, you know, herpes or something, you know, some kind of, and, you know, it just sucks that that kind of shit happens. You can't just undo it with, whoops, I made a mistake, sorry. And it's not going to glue your arm back on, you know, that kind of thing. So the point being is that's the you know, there's all of this has to be done so carefully and well, and none of it's done carefully and well. And that's all that can needs to be said. It's all serious business. Every little event you're twisting and turning a human being with, you know, these pressures will end up throwing them into, the shit hitting the fan, so to speak. You're throwing them into the fan blades with all of this sloppiness in terms of defining the agenda of what it is to be a human and your obligations in terms of your minimal functionality. Even that, the very fact that that even has to be argued, that you don't have a right to be a parasite. Oh, I can't figure that out. You know, I can't suck other people's blood? Oh, come on. You know, people really do think that's their entitlement. You know, I'm going to force you to go to work to take care of me. You know, that kind of attitude. With no gratitude, nothing. Just, you know. Anyway, it's another subject. For which it's really not even debatable. But, So there's so many, you know, this is the part again, so with our brain function being so incredibly powerful, I mean, in just a few minutes, a few seconds, your brain will put all these things together, come up with a whole freaking image, and then I have to try to explain the whole narrative my brain threw in front of me in those 48 seconds of thought. Doing so is very difficult because in those 48 seconds, I have connections to context that are whole stories. You know, so it just introduces a story and that's a word to me or something. And, you know, that has a whole context that I'd have to explain for you to get that word, you know, that kind of thing. So it's, hours and decades or years worth of learning can be caught up in just 48 seconds of conversation. Anyway, just saying. So I'd be back. All right, so the train of thought, whatever it is, the metaphorical choo-choo, was thinking about the Asian guy I described before and how it's kind of unfair because, right, you could be, you know, while you're doing your little tedious task, you could be spending an awful lot of time, like he could be calculating pi or something. He could be using this, you know, mechanical process as almost background music. I mean, some people put background music in their videos or something because somehow it helps. I don't get it exactly, but anyway. But I was thinking my life is really, you know, as a mechanical video game, it would just suck because it's worse than that stupid video game where you just pick up blocks. Just tedious little chores and tasks and all that kind of stuff. And then there's, you know, I just sit here and vape, you know. And, you know, but it is all, the purpose is just staring out a window or, you know, you're sitting in their garden planting a plant or something. It's not like your brain isn't working. It is, and it's paying a little bit of attention to what you're doing, but it's mostly doing what I just did, which is think, while I was making this video. And it'd be nice if you could record all that stuff. It'd be nice if we worked, like, mechanically in terms of speaking and writing sentences and describing as quickly as our brain produces thoughts. But, you know, wishing doesn't make it so. So, yeah, fuck that. Irrelevant, almost. I just wish it were, you know, part of this. I wish we could feel each other's pain. I wish we could see each other's thoughts, you know. And then we'd be living in a real world. That was almost part of the actual notes I have written down, is just how our cultural conditioning controls us and all of this style crap, and we're all just fake little monsters moving through our lives with our, you know, with all our paranoia and all our ridicule and our, you know, all this, you know, it's the pretenses are all such a lie. I mean, you know, we, you know, some fat ass comes walking down the street and you, hi, how's your fat ass? No, none of that happens. You have some kind of little pleasant conversation and pretend you're not completely distracted by the 400-pound ass. When, of course, you are. So, you know, it's all fake and phony. And so, you know, because that was just going to be part of the story about how we're just a freak of nature. I mean, normalcy is a freak of nature, frankly. Culture is a freak of nature. We're perverse, bizarre machines, because we're not even doing that whole biological agenda, the whole DNA thing. We've stepped past that agenda, and you know, we're caught up in it's you know, like the bird who collects blue things and then it loses all connection to eating properly or doing anything else, and it just becomes all about the blue, and we've just become all about the bullshit. So everything, all of our dreams and ambitions and everything are all caught up in all this bullshit. I mean, all this stuff that is not very important. And that's why people can procreate, is because they're just not recognizing the truth at all, that life isn't some sort of joyride. It's not even close. It's a harrowing experience to survive it without having herpes and this and that and all kinds of crap. It's disgustingly difficult, and unfortunately, you just have to be lucky, you know. To get through a lot of it, and that's it. You just have to be lucky. I mean, that sucks as a diagram for, you know, something you're going to do to somebody. Well, it's just luck. Here you go. You know, that's really unfair, you know, that you can't even orchestrate it in any way or do anything to mitigate against in any real way. The harm that you're subjecting somebody to. So it's just so stupid to have any kind of optimism about our functionality, our destiny, or any of that, because there is just, the whole thing is a nonsensical mechanism, a bunch of silly chemistry that thinks it's important. And I mean, we are important, we feel, right? You know, it makes us relevant, makes us meaningful in the universe, because we're feeling organisms. But so are all the other things with, you know, eyeballs staring. All the other mammals and, birds, and all of them are living video games. And all of those video games have a real adventure in them. So even though it looks tedious, you know, like the bird just sitting there, I'm sure he's thinking strategies, all kinds of stuff that's going on in his little brain, you know, while he's trying to do his chore. And we live similarly. And so anyway, that was supposed to be the subject of the video, and it sort of got distracted a bit. But there was something else I was going to point out. I'll think about it and see if I can remember what it was. I'll think again. All right, so I was thinking about, if you were to title the game, for humans anyway, you'd have to title it Delusion, okay? Because it's just all bullshit, right? I mean, we have a brain, and you can understand, well, what's the utility of the brain? Well, the utility of the brain is to create an intelligence, you know, a knowledge base that enables you to navigate the world, and that is keep your arms attached, you know, keep yourself physically safe, not broken, and then you have to consume, you know, to maintain your functionality, your motion, and you have to do that in sort of a regular way. I mean, you can't go too long without a good meal or some drinkable water. So then you have to kind of organize your environment, because you have to make sure the water's where it's supposed to be and the raspberry bush is where it's supposed to be and everything. Those things have to be protected. So not only have to protect your arm, you got to protect your territory, you know, your sources of resource. And then the brain is supposed to calculate, you know, where's the best place to lay my eggs, and, you know, can I get somebody to watch my eggs, and can I pay them, you know, under the table, you know, it's cheaper, you know, all the bullshit scheming. And so our whole life becomes scheming in this little environment, but the whole environment is this delusional cultural context of absolute babble about gods and spirituality and magic tons, you know, and warp drives and bullshit, and all these, you know, the narrative is always the same. We're always a Davy fighting the Goliath, and you know, and it's all, you know, it's all just made out of shit, because it isn't the basic function. The basic function is just to calculate the reality in the sense of not a personal agenda, like what's the reality that's important for me, but what is just reality? You know, how do you describe the event of being a brain on a planet, you know, in a solar system, in a galaxy, in a universe? How do you, you know, and that's really what we're really, that's the event that should be distractingly more interesting than this mundane petting your egg crap, you know, this personal, you know, adventuring to, you know, we're going to Great Adventure, right? We're going to an amusement park because we need to be amused, you know, and that kind of crap, because we're not amused by the process of being a brain. And so you see, brain says, oh yeah, you should just point out that you were sitting today just having that very thought about how much you underappreciate a nice day, for example. And so now that I'm getting old and soon to be dead, I guess, I appreciate them so much more. And, you know, just, and the peace and quiet and this and that, you know, and any kind of, you know, and I have so much more. I say, oh man, I squandered so many nice days being bored or something stupid. And I shouldn't have let that happen. I should have just, you know, the sun is out. It's, you know, I should have appreciated the opportunity provided. But then that, you know, then the word work glares at me. You know, blinks, and you say, yeah, is it? But for so many people, that's the, you know, it just sucks up your whole life. So, you know, for the years where I was socially functional enough to be employed, yeah, my life was nothing. I mean, it just was such a, it was all caught up. I mean, all the calculating, all the thinking were all about, did they order the keg of beer? Did they do this? Did they do that? You know, organizing the job and saying, you know, it's the shit here for me to be able to function. Oh, the cook is drunk. You know, oh, you know, all this, you know, all that kind of bullshit became the distraction. And, you know, you're more caught up in just all that tedium of making your living, and there wasn't any room for thinking about being alive on Earth. You know, for a lot of people, it's not for lack of intelligence. It's for lack of having enough, having enough separation from the cultural demands, you know, to be a thinker about something besides just maintaining life, just maintaining their existence. being totally distracted by the obligations to control that feed me environment. it's just that's the another ugly part of existence is that you pay. That's one of the highest prices you pay for it, is that you're the very ownership of your identity becomes something a corporation owns, you know, and your brain is just in the service of, and it won't be used for much else, but your navigation through the buttons you have to push to gain security and whatnot. So anyway, yeah, so I don't know where that one started, so I don't remember that, so I can't go back and fix it, so I know I got a little sidetracked, but anyway, I'll be back. All right, so the words atmosphere and biosphere, you know, came to mind, because I was thinking about the planets, because I mentioned that, and I was thinking about the character they gain, and that, yes, we're just a byproduct of this thermodynamic thing. Where you have the right conditions for a bunch of chemistry to take place. But the thing that's just so different about being an Earthling is this atmosphere thing. I mean, it's a gigantic part of why we can function at all, is the fact that it creates this huge buffer from reality. So, you know, without that chemistry, you know, that bubble of air, you know, none of it would be possible. You wouldn't have any of this evolution thing. None of those processes could really take place, because every other environment is too stable. You know, it's either too hot, too cold. It's like if you melted the earth, it's like all of the elements start separating and associating with themselves, and that's why you have veins of gold and silver and things. It's because it all gets filtered through that process, and so it's not a mixing bowl. It's an anti-mixing bowl in a way. So there's all these processes, and so we're just a thermodynamic event, in the sense that it's a lot hotter than you think it is. We're really in an active place in the universe where there's a ton of vibrations, if that's what you want to call them, but they're really impacts. There's a ton of bits of energy banging into us in forms that, you know, they have a frequency. how to best put that? That and just causes all of the atoms to just have that ability to move into each other and slide by each other and connect to each other and all of that. So it's just the right amount. They're not moving too fast and they're not moving too slow. And so they can do this event of creating all of this complexity. And it's, you know, that's... it's an incredible story, but the word incredible is just part of our delusion, because we're so ignorant. You know, the universe is playing 500 dimension chess and we're playing checkers in terms of the volume of information, knowledge about everything that ever took place. Okay, we can only know a little tiny bit of what took place. Not that a lot of it isn't redundant, so it's not really important to see every event, because most of them are redundant. Piss, poo, you know, that kind of, you know, a lot of that going on. And you don't need to see that over and over again, if at all. The point is that we're just this incredible machine created for no good reason, okay? So there's no good reason, it's just thermodynamics, just chemistry. All right, and the chemistry gets complicated, and then we got double complicated, because, you know, first you have a little cell with a little tail and a mouth, and, you know, and you end up converting that into a machine that's got all kinds of different ones that have been specifically designed, you know, animals that have been specifically designed, liver animal, you know, kidney animal, brain animal, you know, all these different kinds of enslaved to become this even weirder thing, this, you know, giant thing made out of other animals, frankly, and you know, that can do this because of electricity, can do this thinking thing, you know, these reflexes inside of a brain, and produce conversation and sentences and talk about how, well, we should really be impressed. And instead, we veil the whole thing in some silly god story, some retardedly stupid, moronic narrative, you know, that just has nothing to do with the facts and is just cultural mush and delusion, distracting people because it, you know, squeaks the right way or something. I don't even know how you describe how people do get absorbed or distracted by, because the brain wants to be logical, I'd argue. I mean, that's its function. It's really important that you don't think you can walk through trees. So, you know, your brain is supposed to appropriately and correctly calculate the environment, and it just seems so bizarre that it could malfunction so dramatically and believe in a god or spirituality or vuicles, or entanglement or all the other crap that people pray to or hope to. I don't even know, you know. Anyway, so that's a conversation that I think it should distract a lot of people. So maybe some people are listening to me because I do talk about that kind of stuff, and nobody else, you know, there just isn't enough of that in any other conversation. It's not part of any other person's context. So if you're going to just talk about dishwasher maintenance, it still should be in the context of, well, yes, we're these biological robots and we're too lazy to wash our dishes, so we need a dishwasher. I mean, that should be the context, is understanding why is dishwasher maintenance a thing? Well, it's a thing because of what we've become, slaves to technology. And it's probably the wrong word to use, because it's not really a slavery. I mean, obviously we've made the machine a slave to us, but obviously we're caught up in you know, being, I mean, I guess some of it you could argue is you need to have real function versus, it's like if something, you know, yes, one of those things with wheels that goes down the street and you just stand on it, yeah, it's fine, but if now you're going to lose the ability to walk, you know, or you're never going to do any exercise, and you're never, you know, then you're a slave to the technology. So I guess that's more what I was trying to get at, is how much do we lose by becoming dependent on technology. And there's some people who think we should be, you know, transhumaned, in the sense that we should be dishwashers with a biological head stuck on it. I would argue that it's just better to, you know, put us in stasis and just connect the story to our brain. You know, just have an iPod fool your eyes and fool your senses, and then play the video game. With, of course, the turn it off button, you know, where you, I mean, at least turn off things like horrible pain and, you know, the nasty bits, the nastier bits. I'd argue the whole thing is nasty, in the sense that I can't be for virtual reality, because the only way it works is you have to create deprivation going in. I mean, you're not going to enjoy water unless you're thirsty. You're not going to enjoy food unless you're hungry. and horny, blah, blah, blah. You go down the list, and all of those are kind of negative conditions to start with. So you have to create the negative before there can be the illusion, the delusion of a positive. And so I guess that would be one of the arguments you could say these videos are all made out of, is the argument that the concept of being alive is analogizable to just being thrown in quicksand. And you're just living for the moments where you grab a branch and you pull yourself out a little bit. And, and that's all life is. It's just this struggle to maintain, to hold on to what you have. You're pretending, you're getting somewhere, but what you're really doing, you're running from death. You're not running towards life. You're running from disease and disability. You're not running towards health, that kind of stuff. It's the negative is the driving force, and they're really, the positive is just not being blighted by the negative. That there really isn't any positive until you create some negative to run from. There's no gain, without filling the holes that shouldn't have been drilled in the first place. So, obviously, I've said something like that many, many times. I have to fix what I just dropped. All right, so back finishing up here. So thinking again about the stupid comment that somebody makes about why I make videos this way or why I do that and all that stuff, and then critiquing it in some sort of negative context, as if, let's say, I rubbed ladies' knees on buses or something. If I saw a woman's knee, I'd rub it. It was a vile crime in your opinion. But I had a perfectly good logical reason saying why, until a woman says I don't like it, I'm going to keep doing it, right? So I've never met a woman who doesn't like me rubbing her knees. So until I do, I have every good reason to think it's not a bad thing to do. So I understand it's aggressive, it's a little bit, but shouldn't we prove that it's bad before it's bad? So I'm testing, so to speak. So I could say I'm doing a social experiment. I can come up with something. Well, anyway, the whole point is you could see me as some kind of narcissist or vain or molesty in some way or some other kind of negative thing. And that's fine. I don't care. I am totally disinterested, okay? I just couldn't care less if that's all you have to bring to the argument is some crap about some character defect you think I have. This has nothing to do with any of this. It has nothing to do with what I'm saying is my brain is a calculator. I think yours is too. I just think yours is programmed so bad that it can't do anything. It can't come up with 2 + 2 right. And mine does. Okay. Mine does get right answers a lot, in my opinion. Okay. Because it thinks hard and it thinks a lot and it does it right and blah, blah, blah. And it's ordered and logical and it has the proper context. It doesn't have a bunch of wooey shit in it to confuse it. And so that's all I'm doing. I'm just giving you the benefit of my brain's calculations. If you don't think the calculations are worthy, then don't watch the videos. But the videos aren't about my character. I'd say I have a good character. I'm saying I'm a nice person. I'm a good person. I really don't have a whole lot of shit to regret in terms of what I stole from anybody else. If I have anything to regret, it's what I didn't give myself. It's what advantages I never demanded a fair salary, and I never did this, and I didn't do stuff for me. Okay, so I had a principle here and there, and they mostly constructed my behavior. I thought of ice cream before. I was just, how much I loved ice cream. So, and I didn't give it up for any other reason than it was the right thing to do. No advantage for me, go ahead. Have some negative opinion of who I am or what I am. But I don't care, okay? So make an argument about what is the nature of nature? What is the nature of our existence? Where did we come from? What forces, what mechanisms produced us? And are we this, you know, processor, this CPU called brain, is it really doing anything but just calculating? And it can calculate about a story that matters, or it can calculate about absolute bullshit. And my argument is most brains are completely distracted by nonsense and crap. And if they even had a glimmer, 1% or 2% of reality was shoved in, they'd certainly know procreating wouldn't be a good idea. Because this is a such a stupid waste of torment and torture. Because we really will never sing and dance well enough. We're never going to do anything to justify the dismal, horrible, torturous agony we have imposed on sentient brains. Fact. I'm arguing that we can't do anything to justify torturing one fucking rabbit, let alone trillions of sensate organisms. Nothing. All right. Yeah, so that's probably enough. Okay. So, so I'll continue doing this until I decide to do something different, you know, until the brain, okay, decides. It's not going to choose, it's going to decide, and it's going to be a reflexive reaction. It's going to see 2 and a 2, and it's going to come up with a 4, and it's going to make the decision, and that's it. I don't have anything to do with it, frankly. And that's what it is. There's nothing else here, and it's for 20 years of doing that. And if you don't like it, then don't watch the videos. Go some fucking place else and entertain your little stinking weaselly self. I mean, just fuck you and useless commentary, you know, about how old I look or this or some other raggy shit. Fuck you. Okay. Not at all interesting as a as a bit of reflexive calculation. Because frankly, it's probably not even honest. It's probably just motivated by some scheme you're worked out that, well, if I can write this shitty comment about him, some other person will read it, and then they'll think he's a shitty person, and they won't listen anymore because they will forget they were interested in the subject. Or something like that. Anyway, just too stupid, yeah. Like tariffs. Yeah, it's just too stupid. So, till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. Again, it's just engineered by the rich. The only reason why this is happening is just because they want to lower the taxes on the insanely wealthy and force less wealthy people to pay more. And that's it. It's just trying to force there to be non-progressive taxation, regressive taxation, frankly. Because obviously everybody needs a phone, and the rich people only need one phone, and so they got lots of money so they can buy the one phone easy, and obviously the less rich people can't buy the phone. And that's the tragedy. And the fact is, when you have a very big economy and you're mass producing, you can afford to give them to the people that can't afford them. As long as the people going to work to earn the money don't figure out they're getting ripped off. So as long as they don't think they're too ripped off, everybody can have everything. And it's only the greedy scoundrels that are getting in the way. Fact. And it's just kind of disgusting that the political force that should be stopping the greedy scoundrels is too worried about all kinds of rather trivial, okay, subjects. All right, till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. Well, they're all thieves and crooks too, so, you know, that's part of the problem. They have no integrity. I mean, they can't really make an argument from do as I do, you know, because they're all fucking greedy scoundrels also. Anyway, till the next time, and such and so forth and whatnot. Really does suck. I mean, it's just so little to be optimistic about.